This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, as well as the American League champion Tampa Bay Rays. They're going to start their series here of the season in just a couple of days, and we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world too via the internet and the satellite. A special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, on Facebook, you can follow us at the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. We're on Parler at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Now, joining us, hour number two, we have the professor of politics in California, Kyle Warren. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we want to let everybody know that some people in this country have forgotten about that, but it is what it is. Now, Mr. Kyle, we haven't talked yet about gun control and about where all this is going. Now, President Joe Biden has promised new gun control measures in the wake of the two recent mass shootings, but he's going to have a big-time fight in his hands from voters who overwhelmingly believe in the latest polls their right to own guns is protected by the Constitution's Second Amendment. That is a 2 out of 3 winner for the good guys, the gun owners.
Well, yes, exactly right. And what President Biden's talking about, he's saying that he's confident in what he calls a, quote, rational gun control bill that can pass the divided Senate, of course. And as we continue to get more information about these two recent shootings, of course, that of national, that became big national stories, unfortunately, Captain, this is always kind of the call for that, as opposed to, again, trying to make sure that the existing gun laws are enforced, because nobody, especially responsible gun owners, Captain, they don't want irresponsible people to get their hands on weapons. But once again, it comes back to the idea that somehow, some way, taking away guns or further restricting them from law-abiding citizens is somehow the answer. Most unfortunately, it will not, the criminals don't listen to that kind of thing. So it would be better for President Biden to get people together moving in the same direction rather than trying to cause further division with this issue.
Well, there was definitely a problem with a young man who bought the gun, what, a couple of weeks prior to the shootings in Georgia?
Right.
Okay. He obviously had mental problems, and some people were aware of it, but nobody spoke up. And again, see something, say something.
That's right. And I think there was a shooting in recent times where, again, the person was on some list, but that list never got transmitted properly, this kind of thing. So that's right. In other words, we need to be overhauling the systems by which all this information is shared and stored and the flags are raised. But again, unfortunately, I think sometimes you have politicians who want to capitalize on tragedy.
Well, here's a flag that's being raised right now. 37% of likely U.S. voters think the country's headed in the right direction. That's coming from the latest Rasmussen Reports national survey. That's down 10 percentage points from 47% 2 weeks ago for Joe Biden. That means that he's lost his popularity in terms of the direction the company was going based on his country was going and his leadership. Now, he's only, 2 months and a couple of weeks into his presidency?
That's right.
But ABC News and their poll, which is another poll, which is by no means conservative, also has discovered warning signs suggesting the American people could sour on Joe Biden long before he gets into the second half of his first four-year term.
That's exactly right. And just parenthetically, I think it's important to note that they're souring on Biden, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they'd be revved up and ready for Kamala Harris in terms of what she would bring to the table and all this. So, you know, I think it's really a major concern across the board for the Biden-Harris administration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can't be sitting there thinking everyone's loving what we're doing. They're mired down in controversy and crisis on the border. The president himself is losing support simply because people don't think he's up to the job. You know, all these things are starting to come along, and again, it spells disaster, I think.
Well, it's more than the border. It's also the military, because people now see that China is, to use Joe's words, eating our lunch.
Yes, very much so.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because I think the other day he was talking about, well, you know, when he talked to President Xi and all that, they're authoritarian and all this kind of stuff. Well, but Joe, but you're trying to come up with things that seem kind of weird in their own right for your own country.
Yeah, and it's also guns and taxes, I might add.
Yeah.
All right, well, hold that thought, and caller, you hang on. We'll be right to you. And, folks, I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I'll do just that, Kyle Warren, and then we'll get right back to you and the caller that's on the line. Now, folks, there's gold waiting in that our windshield you got, especially if it's got a chip or a crack in it. So give it an inspection today, and if you find that chip or that crack and the windshield needs to be replaced, all you got to do is call up Autoglass America, and you'll tell them that I sent you, the Captain, Matt Bruce, and when they get done installing your new windshield, you'll get $100 dropped in the palm of your hand, plus the new windshield. Now, they'll handle all your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty for the car, truck, or van you're driving. Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. And from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota and other surrounding areas, Autoglass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim. Remember, premium quality windshields, a lifetime warranty, and $100 dropped in the palm of your hand when you tell me, moi, the Captain, Matt Bruce, sent you. The phone number is 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Autoglass America. And again, do not forget to tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what did they always say?
Autoglass America.
Yes, they do. All right, and we've got a caller on the line, and let's go over here and find out who this is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Bob from New York.
Okay.
Captain, I'm very worried because it seems that every time the Republicans get in power, the Congress and the Senate plays by Queensberry rules with the Democrats. Whenever the Democrats, like they are now, get in power, they play nuclear guerrilla warfare, and they totally take advantage.
Uh-huh.
Now, when Obama was in, what they did was they forced Obamacare down our throat.
Yep.
They never had the polls, and they never had the votes. They had to deem it through the Senate. They didn't have the votes in the Senate. They didn't get through.
Yep.
And what I could see them doing now with the gun laws, they're going to end the filibuster while they have the 2 years to do it, and they're going to not only are they going to end the filibuster, they're going to use it to pass gun laws or statute or executive orders. And what they're also going to do is they're purposely making the border into a crisis. You
sure.
know what they do with a crisis? They never let it go to waste.
Yeah.
And when they're going to, then what they're going to say is, now we have to do radical things to fix the border, and they're going to do God knows what.
Well,
and we're not going to stop them. We never do.
You are partially correct on the border, but are you familiar with the Coward Piven strategy?
Yes.
That's exactly what
and
they're
I
doing.
Can see
that's,
them doing
that's exactly what they're doing on the border. Exactly. And they're trying to overwhelm the system so they can remake the system to the open door policy
exactly.
that they want. Yep. Mm-hmm. But
never let a crisis go to waste.
Yep. But we,
and they're going to create
we, all of us, every one of us, me, you, Kyle, and everybody listening to this program right now, we need to start right now, right here, today, and get ourselves organized and go out there to these local town and city and county and state representatives and say, listen, folks, here's what needs to be done, and if you don't want to do it, we're going to vote you the hell out. And show numbers. Get out there. If you're a veteran, tell them you're a veteran. I was with a bunch of Vietnam veterans yesterday.
I agree with what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But what it means is we will play by Queensbury rules and wrestle the country back in 2 years.
Can't do that.
But in 2 years, they're going to pillage it.
Yep.
And what we get back is going to be a disaster.
We can't do that. We can no longer be Mr. Nice Guy out there. We've got to get in there and be as rough and as tough and as aggressive as they are. Because if they want to play that way, okay, fine, game on.
They're playing nuclear guerrilla warfare.
I know. Game
We're
on.
We're playing by Queensbury rules.
Game on. We need.
Good
we
luck,
need. Dad. Yep. Thank you. Yep. We need Kyle, and I'll bring you into this. We need to get the people elected into office that will do this.
Well, exactly right. And as you said, Captain, that's by going in and those who are already in office, showing them the numbers, but then also supporting those who would seek those offices.
Now, when they ran Obamacare through and all that stuff, that was the 2 years when Nancy Pelosi was around, and they ran the whole nine yards. They ran the Senate, and they ran the House, correct?
Well, that's right. That's right. They,
yep.
they could have done anything they wanted.
That's right. And they had a majority. And I believe in the Senate they had a supermajority.
That's right. And that was, I think, one of the the famous lines of elections have consequences.
Sure. That's right. And that's what happened. And, folks, you need to remember something here that you're watching what the Democrats are doing to you right now. You haven't seen the taxes yet. And, oh, by the way, yesterday somebody who was a Buttigieg says, oh, well, we're not going to raise your taxes. No, no, we're not going to do it. There's not going to be a gas tax. Oh, no. Don't buy the lie.
Well, no, because I think they floated that out there, as often happens, this idea of a per-mile tax on top of any other kind of gas tax.
We used
tax.
To call it a ton-mileage tax in New York. We had TMT plates, ton-mileage tax.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And so I think they got some reaction, but I do think that they will want to go forward with that at some point very soon.
Well, again, as we were explaining, the popularity of the direction that the country is heading under Joe Biden has dropped 10 points in the last 2 weeks. I think maybe they might be getting the message to a certain extent, which is why they're backing off a little bit. By the way, speaking of messages, what do you think about Governor Cuomo in New York and another woman coming forward complaining about how the governor grabbed her face and kissed her not on the cheek or something like that for having problems with a flooding problem or whatever the deal was he was doing up there. But he kissed her on the lips passionately is the way she described it.
Well, this was during a governor's tour, touring a flood-damaged area and so forth. And so, unfortunately, yes, there are actually pictures of this, evidently, too.
Yeah, she's got pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I think she said, I know the difference between an innocent gesture and a sexual one. says the lady who is making these accusations. And so, I mean, this just continues to pile up and pile up. And again, it becomes the notion is, can the governor continue to effectively govern and serve the people of the state of New York with all of this these crises swirling around? Not the least of which, of course, is the nursing home crisis and the nursing home scandal. But how many more women does it take for this to really become a critical mass for the governor? This is very serious stuff.
Now, when we first started last hour, we talked about the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines and the research that's been done on over 4,000 first responders and medical people that are administering the vaccines and taking care of COVID patients and whatnot, and the fact that the vaccines they were given are 90% effective, correct?
That's right, yep.
Well, mixed COVID messages are being sent, according to the Biden administration, little Dr. Fauci, touting the vaccine progress. Fauci, of course, took credit for it. I'm so glad I made that decision. And the CDC director, who I have absolutely no use for, warned of an impending doom.
Yeah, that was the actual words.
Impending doom.
Yes. And so here we are, Captain. Americans have taken great and gone to great lengths. They've suffered great things against their own businesses, their communities, and so forth, in trying to do the right thing, trying to be safe, wearing their masks, staying home, remote working when possible, all these things. But yet, here we are a year later, and we've still got, and the vaccines are rolling out like hotcakes, and now we've got an impending doom. So, yeah, it just doesn't make any sense, in terms of what the American people perceive as, are we going to come out of this or are we not? Especially when we hear about the variants. And the vaccines are said to be perhaps effective against variants, but I perchance to think we'll hear more about how they're not.
Maybe. There was a very interesting combatant between the defense and the prosecution yesterday, and the Minneapolis police officer, Daryl Chauvin. Of course, the prosecution said he betrayed his badge as they played the viral video that was out there in court. With all these little other things from the cameras that were there with other people. But meanwhile, the defense said, and this is true, Officer Chauvin was only doing what he was trained to do. That was a procedure that he did that was authorized by the Minneapolis St. Paul Police Department in terms of what they could do when it came to restraining somebody like that. That was an intentional thing that he was doing. And again, a policy that was allowed by the police department at the time.
That's right. Yeah, so we'll get more as this trial continues.
Yeah, and to be continued, folks. And do not be surprised. Do not be surprised if they throw that murder charge right out the window. Do not be surprised. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New estimates from the Biden administration show that the government is anticipating that the number of unaccompanied children illegally crossing the southern border will double next month. A report from the Wall Street Journal says that the government is estimating around 20,000 miners will make the crossing in April. That's up from the nearly 16,000 that have been apprehended this month. Senator Ron Johnson says the Trump administration had policies in place that had stopped the flow of illegal crossings. But the Wisconsin Republican tells Fox News that the Biden administration ignored warnings about reversing those policies.
And we pretty well stopped the flow of unaccompanied children and migrant families that were exploiting our very generous asylum laws. But then President Biden, even though his transition team asked the Trump administration, what can we do to prevent a border crisis? They told them, keep those policies in place. So basically, the first thing that President Biden did is he just dismantled all those programs.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com. Cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
All right, there was that masked man. He'll be on hour number four, so you'll be able to hear him this morning, Ron Edwards, from the Edwards Notebook. Now, let's hear from our stem cell folks.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the Stem Cell Activation Pass. It will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the Stem Cell Activation Pass. It will do wonders. And tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
And, you know, I've had the stem cell patch on my back here for a couple of days because of a lot of lifting I was doing with some stuff that I really shouldn't have been moving around. But normally I would have had a lot of backache right about now, and I don't, thank God. And I put it up there where you're supposed to when you put it on your back. And 727-776-4552 to find out more. I can tell you that it seems to be working for me along with the conjunction of my regular dosage of relief factor. So there you go. And by the way, this portion of the program also brought to you by our friends over at Everglades Equipment Group. Now, don't forget, reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. And all you guys and gals out there in the farms and also you construction folks, Everglades Equipment has got what you need when you need it. That's Everglades Equipment Group. Check them out. Google them. You'll find out all about them. All righty, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, moving along, Chuck Yvonne Schumer seems to be plotting a new way to pass a third COVID Democratic spending bill without a GOP vote. Good luck on that one. But we found out yesterday from Jen Psaki, not to be confused with the drink, that they're going to take the 3.8 or 4.0 trillion, whatever it's going to be, and put it together in two different parcels. The first one is going to be the infrastructure part, which is strictly for the infrastructure, so they say, correct?
Right, right.
And then the second one, a month or two from now, is going to be when they can use reconciliation again, and that's going to have more money for the people in it as well.
Well, that's right. Yeah, part of this, this centers around a thing called Section 304 of the Congressional Budget Act.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to hinge on interpretation of what it means and whether or not they can go back to reconciliation again a second time, because they've already done that, and you can do that, the popular thought is, once every fiscal year. But you've got Schumer's people arguing that, we can go to the parliamentarian and argue that, no, you can use this Section 304 and have another reconciliation before the end of the fiscal year. In fact, the idea now is that it's going to be unclear how many reconciliation things you could actually do in a fiscal year. So when they hit this roadblock of where they've already done this, they're going to try to find an end run around it, Captain.
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
Yep.
Okay. I tell you, this is just unbelievable, the things that are coming back here. And I think it's time for... All right, it's time for a circle back report, because we are going to talk about the one, the only, the infamous Jen Psaki, who yesterday said that the Biden-Harris team doesn't have to restrict non-essential travel because they use private planes. Most people use private planes that they would want to restrict. In other words, the rich and glorious, right?
Right. The John Kerry's, it would seem. Yeah.
And then, John Kerry's involved in a lot of this, trust me.
Yeah.
And then Joe Biden is urging the governors to reinstate the coronavirus mask mandates. Yeah, right, sure. Not in this state.
Right. Well, this, of course, this all comes amid the CDC. Their guidelines state that they recommend against any non-essential travel, because of the coronavirus. But what I think Jen Psaki was talking about as well is that, you know, they're not doing rallies or, you know, Seb is just paraphrasing here, you know, they're not going out and doing rallies like President Trump did or something. But obviously, again, it's a do as I say and not as I do. We're going to travel. We got to do all this, but yet we still have the recommendations from the CDC. So that sounds like just typical par for the course for the Biden-Harris administration.
Yeah. Now, forecasters, unfortunately, and we'll get into this with the weather coming up here in a few minutes, are forecasting a more severe weather this week, later on in the week, especially for Tennessee after the devastating flooding in the Nashville area. Hate to even mention this, but it's true.
Yes, very much so. All over the map in Tennessee tonight, we're seeing flood warning, flash flood watches all over the place. As you mentioned, Nashville, just almost the entire state.
And here's a good one, and I got to laugh about this, and this will probably, no, we still got enough time. Brian Stetler, CNN's Brian Stetler, has reverted to his old habits after his ratings have hit the 2021 low of all time. They are so far down, and his program is so far down the list that I believe now you could add two of his nights together, and we're still ahead of him with our numbers.
Well, I think you're right about that.
Jeez. And yeah. NBC's Chuck Todd, of course, called out his show, meaning Stetler, was called out on his show, rather, by a GOP senator for pushing a completely false narrative on voter laws.
Well, you know, this is a big deal, and it's a big sort
it's all
of operation.
A big deal.
Yeah, and in the sense that they're trying to make the idea of HR1 look like the holy grail of all great, you know, protecting our democracy kind of thing, but it's really not. And what the Republicans, the reason they're objecting to these kinds of things is they're trying to make it harder to commit voter fraud. This is the whole plan. But yet, I think the Democrat Party elite hide behind the idea that they're trying to say, well, we're protecting our democracy. It's as if to say, as soon as they say that, everybody just has to shut up and go, okay, well, just do it. Do what you do.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, here's the sound in the Suez Canal tonight. Now I think you know why.
Oh, that's right. That's because the Ever Given has been freed.
The Ever Given has been ever gotten.
That's right. And so this is, and you know, Captain, this is going to have a major reverberation, I think, because when this first happened, when the Suez Canal was first blocked by this big container ship, it was said it could take weeks. And so to have it freed this quickly, relatively speaking, is a big deal.
Well, that's true. And the thing of it is what you have to understand is going on here is we have something else to contend with right now, and that is who's going to pay for all of this?
Right. Good question. Good question.
Yeah, well, Lloyd's of London, I believe, covers these ships.
Right. And it has to go under needs repairs, though, I'm sure.
Well, that's it. They pulled it off to the side in one of the wider parts of the channel so they could work on it. They've actually got it moored up against the shoreline, if you will, and the bow was sitting low in the water when they were towing it to do whatever it was they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that.
Now, of course, obviously, it's packed to the gills with all those containers, whatever it's carrying, and all that's delayed as well. That's a lot of merchandise, product, or otherwise material that's not getting where it's supposed to go.
Yeah, very much so. Also, the GOP lawmakers right now are warning against the vaccine passports, and not just Ron DeSantis by saying what he did yesterday, but several other governors. And by the way, there are 13 governors now that are suing the federal government for some of these executive orders.
Yes, as a matter of fact, and just as a little bit of humor, the Republicans could probably say, well, sure, you can have your vaccine passport if you can have voter ID, you know, that kind of thing. But again, just being funny. But honestly, yes, there's going to be a lot of pushback, I think, from people from all walks of life and all political persuasions. This smacks as something that seems to be, wait a minute, if we're coming out of this, everybody's getting vaccinated, we've got herd immunity, why do I need a passport?
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we take a look at the highways and byways again and see what's transpired or what's changed in the last hour. Maybe there's been a little something. So don't go anywhere. We are coming right back with more.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there at Carrollton, Georgia Way. Just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. By the way, today is Have Lunch with the Captain Day at Mission Barbecue in West Waters Avenue. Over there on the north end of the airport, Tampa, just north of Hillsborough Road. Waters is the next street up. If you're coming up the Veterans Expressway, I believe it's exit number 7, you go over to the second light, and they're right there on the right side, right at that second traffic light. All righty, the Pilot and Flying J bring you the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and here we go. By popular request, we're going to play a little Delbert McClinton. shaky ground. That's a little blues for you coming out of New Orleans there. What you think there, Kyle?
No, that's great. That's a great track with, it just got a lot of energy to it. I love that sound.
Yeah, and they're in the Big Easy playing all that stuff. So there you go. All righty, folks. So we're going to take a look at the Truckers Highway and Byway Report weather brought to you by the Pilot and Trillion J. Here we go. A strong cold front will shift from the central U.S. Tuesday across the eastern U.S. Thursday, where a new area of low pressure could bring widespread impacts from heavy thunderstorms, gusty winds, and even some snow. Now, gusty winds will continue to create critical fire weather conditions Tuesday across portions of the southwest, and we've got some high winds tonight in the northern plains, which are going to create some problems during the night and during the day tomorrow. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. In New Mexico tonight, covering about the entire southern part of that state, but also reaching up to Albuquerque along Interstate 40, which is, of course, historic Route 66, you've got a fire weather warning. This is going to encompass all the way down Interstate 25 to I-10, that's Las Cruces, but all the way over to Carlsbad, Roswell, New Mexico, and on in down into south of the New Mexican border into Texas there. So be careful with that tonight. That also goes over into Arizona along I-10 if you're heading towards Tucson. We've also got a wind advisory that's in the Las Vegas Henderson area. This is going to dip down all the way to Parker, Arizona, right along the river there. So you'll encounter this if you're coming across I-40 from Arizona into California. And you're going to get more wind in the Southern California area near Los Angeles, but also north of L.A. up towards Bakersfield. You're going to have a wind advisory tonight. So if you're coming up Interstate 5, you're definitely going to encounter that. Also near San Francisco, Sacramento, we have wind advisory tonight as well, and a freeze warning, Captain, along Interstate 5 as you head up into southern Oregon through Medford and Grants Pass. So be aware of that tonight. And a winter weather advisory up near Helena, Montana, also Great Falls. And this is going to head on up through the Blackfeet Indian Reservation as well, all the way up to the Canadian border. So that's what it looks like out west tonight, Captain.
Well, in North Dakota and South Dakota, we got a large stretch of the state, almost all of North Dakota, almost all of South Dakota, with high wind warnings. And the winds yesterday, were 60 to 75 miles an hour on I-90 and I-94. Now, these winds today will be anywhere from 30 to 40 miles an hour, might be some stronger gusts, so be advised of that. Now, we do have some fire weather warnings down in the southeastern and southwestern corner of South Dakota, the central part of Nebraska, and also high wind warnings down there in central Nebraska, and high wind warnings down below in Kansas, across the central part of Kansas, all the way to Kansas City, and a little fire weather threat down there in the middle of nowhere in south-central Kansas. Now, down in El Paso, Texas, and going east over towards Pecos and 20 and 10 where they come together, you definitely have got a fire weather watch going on there, so please be careful. Gale wind warnings up on Lake Huron and Lake Michigan, and you've got still the flooding, big-time flooding, going on in central Tennessee, Nashville north and Nashville south, probably, let's see here, all the way to the Mississippi line, and 100 miles east and west of the central part of Nashville. A lot of flooding going on in there. You've got a frost warning tonight up I-95 in the middle of North Carolina, if you're going that way from South Carolina to Virginia. And then our last little problem up in the East Coast tonight is a gale warning from Nova Scotia on down to well, let's see here. Now it's around the corner towards Rhode Island, so it moved a little bit, got a little bit further. All right, well, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him. Now we're going to go to the telephone lines, and we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
The president, Joseph P. Fitzgerald, whatever his name is, Biden,
His policy seems to be souring a little bit over time. His numbers are going down. And, I mean, one of the things that we saw here that pointed it out to us was he had a little stretch there where the people that agreed with the policy being put in place were 47%. Now it's down to 37%. He's lost 10% in 2 weeks.
There probably are a few indicators on why his numbers are going down. I think some of it is lack of access. Some of his press briefings are real contentious, but he only seems to want to talk about all things pandemic and really not any other kind of issues that his administration is facing, including immigration.
That's because we don't have a crisis. Oh, yes.
You know, we're not really getting any kind of access. And even the press briefing that he had or his, you know, question and answer session was so manufactured. Mm-hmm. And we didn't get any answers. I mean, his answers were all platitudes. So, yeah, I think there's some big disappointments, especially with the kind of legislation that the Democrats are pushing through that he's promoting. So I think this week he's, in Pittsburgh to talk about the infrastructure?
Yep, tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So we'll get a better idea. But we did get a Jen Psaki Sakatuis yesterday where she said, oh, we're going to take the stimulus and we're going to divide it up into two stimuluses.
Yeah. 12,
so,
huh?
Yeah, so the first one is this one. The second one, I guess, is going to be done again under the reconciliation, and that's going to be one where there'll be more money for the people, probably in the fall, because I don't think they can do it till after September, after the budget year is over. Is that correct?
I think that's right.
Yeah, only once a year. Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're going to come right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com right after we hit the top of the hour news, and your stations get a chance to identify themselves and pay some of their bills. So there you go. In the meantime, Kathy's going to take us to break. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.